This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, my lovely mutants. Today we're tackling something that's probably crossed your mind. Perhaps you are one, you definitely would have come across one, or just sparked some curiosity. Left-handedness and ambidexterity. Why are some people left-handed? What does it mean? Is it a quirky trait or is there more to it? And what about those ambidextrous folks like this chief mutant who seems to have a foot in both worlds? We'll look at the science, history, cultural myths, awkward moments on the world stage, and some surprising ways left-handedness has shaped art and leadership. So, whether you're a lefty, a righty, or somewhere in between, this episode is for you. All right, so let's start with the basics. Scientists have been fascinated with handedness for decades, and while we don't have all the answers, we do know a few things. Around 10% of the population is left-handed. Doesn't sound like a huge number, but it's enough to make lefties stand out in a mostly right-handed world. Think of Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. So why does handedness even happen? Here's a quick science breakdown. Researchers believe left-handedness is a mix of genetics, brain structure, and even prenatal influences. And while there's no single lefty mutation gene, certain genetic markers are more common among left-handed people, and studies show that left-handedness might be hereditary. So then let's look at the brain structure. You probably already know this, that our brains are cross-wired to our bodies. So the left hemisphere controls the right side, and the right hemisphere controls the left. For most people, the left hemisphere is dominant, which supports language and motor skills. Hence why the majority are right-handed. But for lefties, it's the right hemisphere stepping in as the dominant side, leading to different wiring. Interestingly, this right brain dominance is associated with creativity, spatial awareness, and sometimes unconventional problem solving. Hence the stereotype that lefties are more artistic or innovative. Ambidextrous individuals, those that can use both hands with equal skill, have unique brain characteristics as well. Unlike left or right-handed individuals who often have more specialized functions in one hemisphere of the brain, ambidextrous people have a more symmetrical brain organization. So it tends to have less lateralization for either side, meaning both hemispheres are more equally active and share responsibilities more evenly. Some research suggests that ambidextrous individuals may have greater cognitive flexibility, meaning they can switch tasks more easily. So ambidexterity is rare and may result from a mix of genetic and environmental factors. It's often developed through practice, such as learning to use the non-dominant hand after an injury. So, you know, in hands in a cast or arms in a cast, and you've got to then favor the left hand. I remember in year two favoring my left hand to right up until year two. And I had a teacher called Miss Marshall, and she'd get really cranky at me and physically remove the pencil from my left grip and put it in my right. So I learned really quickly to write with my right hand at school, and then I would still favor my left hand when I was at home doing the homework or drawing and just, you know, living life with my left hand. So that's how I became ambidextrous. There's evidence that prenatal environment plays a role in handedness too. Higher testosterone levels in the womb, for example, might increase the chances of a baby being left-handed. As you already know, I have a Rathke's cleft cyst in my brain. I don't know whether that has anything to do with being ambidextrous or left-handed, but that is an embryonic remnant as well. It's all pretty complex, and like many things in science, it's not just one factor but a mix of things that create the perfect storm. So now let's step back into history, because left-handedness didn't just start with science. It's been around forever and comes with all sorts of myths and legends. My favorite part, we all know that. Historically, left-handedness was associated with mystery, power, and sometimes even evil or bad luck. The word sinister actually comes from the Latin word for left. And you know, in Italian, it's sinistra, giving you an idea of how societies once viewed left-handedness. But it wasn't all negative. Some cultures saw left-handed people as special or gifted. In ancient Greece, left-handed warriors were thought to have an edge because they could surprise their enemies with unconventional combat skills. And in some Celtic and Norse traditions, left-handedness was linked to magical abilities. Druids and shamans were sometimes believed to channel unique energies through their left hands during rituals. So lefties were seen as having a foot in the mystical world. And what of African and American cultures? Left-handed and ambidextrous people were sometimes revered as healers. Their ability to use both hands was viewed as a balance between spiritual worlds, giving them special roles in ceremonies and respected figures in their communities. As an ambidextrous person, I don't have that respect. Have to work on that. And what of ancient famous figures in history? Who dis? The legendary Macedonian king and military leader who was reportedly left-handed. Yes, Alexander the Great. Some historical accounts and statues depict him with his left hand prominently raised or holding a weapon, suggesting he may have been left-handed or at the very least ambidextrous in battle. And so I'm just going to point out here that both he and I have the same heterochromia with the same colours, and now we're both ambidextrous. Just saying, am I a warrior reincarnated? I certainly fight a different kind of battle. Julius Caesar. Well, it's unclear if Julius Caesar himself was left-handed. There is evidence that he favored using his left hand, and Roman historians actually wrote that Caesar could use both hands equally well in combat, a useful skill in his military conquest. But also with those historians, you don't know whether they're just elevating the person and his rank and swordsmanship. But anyway, we're going to come to King Tutankhamun. He has a lot of mutated genes. I've featured him a lot, but there is some thought that he may have a degree of left-handedness. That's just from analyzing his belongings and artifacts from his tomb, which show that they have a preference for left-handedness. But it's still debated because they're not sure whether the king was actually left-handed, or perhaps the craftsman who created these artifacts was in fact the person who was left-handed. Then there's Leonidas, the first of Sparta, known for his leadership in battle. Leonidas was said to have trained in ambidextrous combat, as apparently many Spartan warriors did. And what of modern day lefties? I'm going to mention the famous Leonardo da Vinci in the art section because he's clearly a very famous left-handed person. But also Albert Einstein, the iconic physicist, is believed to have been left-handed, contributing to theories on brain lateralization and creativity. Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, Paul McCartney, the Beatles musician, plays the guitar left-handed. Jimi Hendrix, known for his unique left-handed guitar playing, he used to flip his guitar upside down to play left-handed. And then we've got some famous ambidextrous people, Nikola Tesla, Benjamin Franklin, LeBron James. So apparently he writes with his left hand, but he shoots primarily with his right. And the Indian cricket legend, Sachin Tendulkar, bats with his right hand, but he writes with his left. Now, I mentioned Leonardo da Vinci, and left-handedness has been a recurring theme in art and literature. So not only was Leonardo left-handed, but he often wrote in mirror script, where he wrote backwards from right to left. This unique writing style may have actually helped him keep his ideas private and added an air of mystery to his notes. And they're those ones that you hold up to a mirror and then you read it correctly in the mirror. Another famous left-handed artist was Michelangelo. In the Sistine Chapel's creation of Adam, God reaches out with his left hand, which is uncommon in religious art. This has led some to believe Michelangelo was making a subtle statement about divine creativity and nonconformity. So a bit of a little ego boost for himself there, I think. But it doesn't stop there. In Caravaggio's Judith beheading Olophanes, One of my favorite paintings, the play on light that Caravaggio does, is just... Anyway, Judith wields the sword in her left hand, symbolizing strength and rebellion. And for the ambidextrous folks out there, Pablo Picasso was a bit of both. He was born left-handed but trained to use his right, eventually becoming ambidextrous. I love to paint and draw, and I can use both hands to do it, and I do favor my left hand to like do sort of fine lines on the left-hand side of a canvas or paper as well. Left-handedness has also led to some, you know, awkward and funny moments with world leaders. So, you know, I mentioned Barack Obama used to always sign his documents in with an overhand position, which just always looked odd with photographers. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush were also left-handed. One time Clinton was seated next to a right-handed leader and they had to, at an international meeting, sign some documents and they couldn't sign the documents because their elbows kept bumping into each other. And Prince William is another famous lefty and he's been known to instinctively offer his left hand in handshakes, causing moments of confusion and laughter until he switches hands. And then there's Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, who sometimes gives a left-handed salute. Nothing wrong with that. It just looks a bit unorthodox and, of course, has led to really crazy conspiracy theories, but we ain't got no time for that here. So left-handedness has also had its place in literature and pop culture. Sherlock Holmes is known for his ambidextrous abilities. Luke Skywalker wields a lightsaber with both hands. And then there's Arya Stark in the Game of Thrones, and George R.R. Martin actually wrote Arya as left-handed specifically, so the actress Maisie Williams even trained herself to use her left hand for sword fighting. Arya's left-handedness is a symbol of her rebellious spirit and independence in a world of tradition. I like that, that's cute. Left-handedness and ambidexterity have given us some fascinating, inspiring, and downright funny stories throughout history, literature, art, and culture. From left-handed presidents to ambidextrous artists, it's clear that these traits add to the color of human experience, whether it's a genetic twist or a rare gift. Left-handedness makes its mark in subtle yet powerful ways. So if you're left-handed or ambidextrous, remember you're part of an exclusive group with a rich, unique history. Embrace it, lean into the quirks, and next time you reach for a pen, remember all the other left-handed legends who came before you. Thanks for tuning into this episode, and remember, you are perfectly imperfect and mutant. Catch you next time.